There's been some pretty cataclysmic research and news lately on extinctions and the whole biodiversity health of our globe. But there was been some very good news recently on the fate of the critically endangered orangutan. An upbeat report from the Indonesian government has claimed that orangutan populations have now increased in Sumatra and Borneo. But the scientists working in the field say that the numbers don't add up. Humans share 97% of their DNA with the orangutan, but scientists say the great apes remain under threat due to humans' rapacious appetite for palm oil in particular, but also other forest products that have decimated the natural habitat. Indeed, scientists warn that the orangutan's extinction in the wild could be just a little more than a decade away. Dr. Eric Mayard is the director of Borneo Futures and a fellow at the Queensland University Centre of Excellence for Environmental Decisions. He spent a lot of his career studying orangutans in Indonesia, Brunei and Malaysia, and he joins us from Kuala Lumpur this morning. Eric Mayard, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And according to the Indonesian government latest figures, the orangutan populations are going well too, more than doubled in 1 year. This is based on research conducted across 9 monitoring sites. Is that right, do you believe, from your experience?
Well, I can't say what they saw in the monitoring sites because I wasn't there, but the monitoring sites is a very small part of the total range. And overall, the data just don't add up at all. I don't know whether it's misinterpretation of data or just wishful thinking on behalf of the government, but all scientific research we've conducted on Borneo and Sumatra indicate ongoing steep declines for all three species of orangutan.
Okay, on the face of it, I mean, they are stark figures, a doubling of the population on 1 year. Is that even biologically possible?
No, it's not. I mean, it's in one unit. They reported indeed a population increase from, I think, 1,000 to 2,000.
Yeah, 1,153 to 2,451.
Exactly. Orangutans can't breed fast enough. Orangutan females keep their babies for 7 years, so it takes a long time for them to breed again. And such increases are biologically simply not possible. So there's either something wrong with the data or the interpretation of the data, or anyway, it all adds up to providing a wrong information to the public about the state of orangutans in Indonesia, which remains very worrisome.
You and your colleagues published a letter in the latest edition of Current Biology refuting the claims or challenging them. You believe that around 100,000 orangutans in Borneo have died in the last 16 years and that all species are on decline. That's a very high figure. How did you arrive at that figure?
Basically, looking at all the data that are available, there's two studies. One reports a slightly slower decline, but they both indicate that we're losing the orangutans at a rate of about 25-30% over 10 years, over a decade.
Is that slowing at all, Eric? Because, I mean, I've visited, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have perhaps visited the orangutan conservation activities in Borneo and other places. So there are efforts have been going on for some time now to preserve and protect, and awareness has growing. Is nothing turning around?
Well, don't forget that the places that you visit, the protected areas, represent about 20-25% of the total population, and that's where some of the biggest problems lie, that even though it's a protected species, the majority occur outside protected areas where they're being hunted and killed, and forest habitat is converted into agriculture. So that's where the main problems lie. So within the protected areas, things are slightly better, not perfect yet because there's habitat loss there as well. But then in the areas outside the protected areas, that's where we see the biggest declines. And actually not so much in the agricultural areas, but specifically in areas that remain forested, which indicate that an often overlooked factor like hunting by people there is not addressed. And this is something I've been pushing for years, that this is a factor we really need to look into much more carefully because it's driving probably the biggest driver of population declines.
I just wanted to ask you about that because mostly when we talk about the population decline of the orangutan, we talk about it in the context of palm oil, and there's a number of global campaigns aimed at raising awareness about palm oil and encouraging consumers to switch to certified sustainable palm oil. But what's the proportion of threat from palm oil to hunting and killing? Why are these animals being hunted?
For a variety of reasons. So in the areas where agricultural forest conversion happens for agriculture, and that can be for palm oil, rubber, pulp and paper, but also smallholder agriculture, orangutans get pushed out of the forest and you end up in conflict situations. They end up in someone's fruit tree, people get mad and the orangutan gets killed. That's probably about 50% of the total killings. The other 50%, we think, happens in forest areas where hunters simply go out and they would rarely target an orangutan, go out to target an orangutan. They'll look for pigs and deer and so on. But once in a while, the orangutan gets killed, and it happens at such a rate that it's totally unsustainable for a slow-breeding species like the orangutan.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Dr. Eric Mayard is the director of Borneo Futures. So what do you think is going on then, Eric, with this report, this very optimistic report from the Indonesian government? And does it have much to do with the fact that Norway, for instance, has donated more than $130 million to Indonesia through its International Climate and Forest Initiative and are promising more in coming years if Indonesia can demonstrate progress in stopping deforestation? Do you think that the dollars is influencing the reporting?
Good question. I can't say that, of course, but I mean, it's always nicer to report an increase in something you're trying to do than a decrease. And don't forget, it's not just about orangutans. They reported increases in Sumatran elephants, Sumatran rhinoceros, and a whole bunch, 19 out of their 25 priority species in Indonesia, target species for the government, increased in population, which, I mean, we don't have data as good as we have them for orangutans, but to see rhino populations increasing in the wild is really very unlikely. So I think there is some political vested interest in indicating that that things are looking much better than they are on the ground.
Well, it would be very welcome, both elephants and rhinoceros too, under pressure. Just finally and briefly, there is a view amongst conservationists and scientists like yourself that orangutans could be extinct in the wild in a decade or so. Is that the likely trajectory, in your view, of these great apes?
I don't think at all. I think, I mean, we don't know exactly how many orangutans are left. Let's say there's about 75,000. I really don't believe the government is going to let them go extinct just because they're worth too much. And people have been saying since the 1960s, orangutans will be extinct within the foreseeable future. That's just not the case for orangutans. So I don't think we need to talk about extinction, but we are talking about very rapid population declines, which to me is just as important. Rhinos, yes, they may go extinct. Tigers are heading very rapidly that direction. For orangutans, that's currently not on the agenda. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't address the conservation problems.
A slim slice of good news. Eric Mayard, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Eric Mayard is the Director of Borneo Futures and Fellow at the Queensland University Centre of Excellence for Environmental Decisions.